Our scripture reading comes from Psalm 22.
我们今天要讲到的经文来自诗篇第22篇。让我来阅读这段经文。诗篇第22篇，大卫的诗，交与灵长，调用朝露。我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？不听我哀哼的言语。我的神啊，我白日呼求你不应允，夜间呼求并不助声。但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。我们的祖宗倚靠你，他们倚靠你，你便解救他们，他们哀求你便蒙拯救，他们倚靠你就不羞愧。但我是虫不是人，被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视，凡看见我的都嗤笑我，他们撇嘴摇头说，他把自己交托耶和华，耶和华可以救他吧，耶和华既喜悦他，可以搭救他吧。但你是叫我出母腹的，我在母怀里，你就使我有倚靠的心。我自出母胎就被交在你手里，从我母亲生我，你就是我的神。求你不要远离我，因为急难临近了，没有人帮助我，有许多公牛围绕我，巴山大力的公牛四面困住我，他们向我张口，好像抓嘶吼叫的狮子。我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节，我心在我心里面如蜡融化，我的精力枯干如同瓦片，我的舌头贴在我的牙床上。你将我安置在死地的尘土中，犬类围着我，恶党环绕我，他们扎了我的手，我的脚，我的骨头我都能数过，他们瞪着眼看我，他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣捻揪。耶和华啊，求你不要远离我，我的救主啊，求你快来帮助我，求你救我的灵魂脱离刀剑，救我的生命脱离犬类，救我脱离狮子的口。你已经应允我，使我脱离野牛的脚。我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要赞美你。你们敬畏耶和华的人要赞美他，雅各的后裔都要荣耀他，以色列的后裔都要惧怕他。
Death is the greatest fear for most people.
死亡是大多数人都最害怕的事。
It is the last taboo in our culture.
它也是我们文化中里面最后的禁忌。
The very thought of it must be avoided at all costs.
人们总是不计一切代价想要去避谈死亡。
People fear death because they think it's the end of everything, but death is only the beginning.
人们害怕死亡，是因为他们认为死亡是一切事物的终点，但是死亡却只是一个起点。
In the catacombs under the ancient city of Rome, early Christians met to pray and worship out of the sight of their Roman persecutors.
在古罗马城下有许多的地下的墓穴，早期的基督徒在破坏他们的罗马统治者的视线之外。聚集在一起祷告，一起敬拜。
They also buried their dead there.
他们也把他们的死者埋葬在那里。
There are thousands of tombs under the city with inscriptions saying things like reborn and born again in Jesus.
那在那个城下面有好几千座的坟墓，那上面坟墓的墓碑上面都刻着重生，或者是在基督里面重生。这样的字样。
They even wrote Dies Natalis on some of the tombs, the day of birth.
他们甚至在一些坟墓上面会刻着 Dies Natalis 这些字，这个字的意思就是诞生的日子。
Now that might seem rather odd to us, but more important than the day you come into the world is the day that you leave.
这个对我们来说看起来也许很奇怪，为什么在墓碑上面刻这个这些字？但是，如果我们了解这点，就是你比你来到这个世界上的日子更重要的日子，事实上是你离开这个世界的日子。
That is the day of birth, born to a new life.
那就是我们的诞生之日，那是一个新生命的诞生的日子。
We should all think more about our Dies Natalis, our day of birth, when we leave this mortal coil and enter into eternity.
当我们要摆脱这些尘世带给我们的烦扰的时候，要进入永恒的时候，我们更应该多思考一下我们的 Dies Natalis, 也就是我们的诞生之日。
In 1519, Martin Luther preached a sermon titled On Preparing to Die.
在1519年，马丁路德讲了一篇道，他的题目。
Luther said we should familiarize.
他的题目是为死亡做准备。
Luther said we should familiarize ourselves with death during our lifetime, inviting death into our presence when it is still at a distance and not on the move.
路德在那篇讲道文里面说到，我们应该在有生之年就要熟悉死亡，因为当死亡还在远方的时候，他还没靠近的时候。我们就要邀请他来到我们的身旁。
The time to prepare to die is now, not when you're drawing your last breath.
你怎么准备死亡呢？准备死亡的时间是现在，而不是在你吸最后一口气的时候。
But we are tempted to have an unbiblical view of death.
然而，我们总是会受到一些诱惑，对死亡有一些不符合圣经的看法。
But death should not be feared by those who trust in Christ.
但是信靠基督的人不应该惧怕死亡。
We are saved by the one who conquered death, who put death to death, and who brings eternal life.
我们是被那位已经战胜死亡、已经吞灭死亡、已经带来永生的那位所拯救的。
Because Christ is victorious over death, we can have absolute confidence that He will raise us to new life.
因为基督已经战胜了死亡，所以我们就可以有绝对的信心来相信他必要叫我们复活，可以得到新生命。
Psalm 22 reveals Christ's triumph over death on the cross.
诗篇二十二篇告诉我们，基督在十字架上已经战胜了死亡。
This psalm is ultimately about Christ.
这首诗篇最终极来说，它是关于耶稣基督的。
But at the same time, this psalm is about David.
但是与此同时，这篇诗篇也是关于大卫的。
Both David and Christ suffer.
因为大卫和基督都在受苦。
David suffers differently than Christ.
只是大卫受苦的方式和基督是不一样的。
He suffers as a mere man, unlike Christ, but just like us.
大卫受苦他只是作为一个人受苦，不像基督。但是大卫跟我们一样，我们只是人，所以我们也是像人一样受苦而已。
And like us, but unlike Christ, David suffers as a sinful man.
而且他跟我们是一样的，跟我们基督是不一样的。他乃是作为一个罪人而受苦，他不仅是一个人，还更是一个罪人。
So primarily, this psalm speaks about Christ, but secondarily, in a very meaningful way, this psalm speaks about David.And by extension, it speaks about us.
所以这篇诗篇讲的主要是基督，但是其次，它也是一种以非常有益的方式讲到大卫，也讲到我们。
In Psalm 22, we see that God hears the cry of His people and delivers them unto salvation.
我们在诗篇二十二篇里面看到，上帝垂听他子民的呼求，并且将他们拯救出来。
First, we see a desperate cry in verse 1. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest.
我们在第一节跟第二节看到一个人的绝望的呼喊。我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？不听我哀哼的言语。我的神啊，我白日呼求你不应允，夜间呼求并不住声。
Jesus, of course, quotes Psalm 22, verse 1 on the cross in Mark 15 and Matthew 27.
当然我们看到耶稣基督在马可福音的第15章第34节，还有马太福音27章46节里，他在十字架上的时候引用了诗篇第22篇第一节。
But we shouldn't think that Jesus applies only this verse to himself. He's pointing to the fact that this psalm is ultimately about him.
我们不应该只是认为耶稣把这节经文只是单纯应用在他身上而已。我们要他指出一个事实，就是这个整篇诗篇其实最终都是关于他的。
Now the nature of this suffering is not mentioned, but it is severe.
诗篇这里没有提到这个苦难到底是什么样的性质，不过我们知道它是一个非常严重的苦难。
This is a painful scream. The same word is used for a roaring lion.
这是一个非常痛苦的哀求，和本翻译成哀哼。这个词呢，也被用来形容狮子的咆哮。
It's a guttural, heart-wrenching cry of anguish.
这是一种哽咽的令人心碎一种痛苦的呼喊。
David is roaring in despair, not because his enemies are near, but because God is far. He feels as if God has forsaken him.
大卫在绝望中可以说是咆哮，不是因为他的敌人就在附近，而是因为上帝离他很远，他觉得上帝似乎已经撇弃他了。
God says throughout the Old Testament, I will never forsake you.
那上帝在整本旧约圣经里面都说到，我总不撇下你。
Deuteronomy 31 verse 8, It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed.
在诗篇在申命记31篇第31章第8节里面，那里说到，耶和华必在你前面行，他必与你同在，必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶。
But if God doesn't forsake his people, how can the psalmist say, Why have you forsaken me?
但是如果我们说上帝是不撇弃他的子民的，但是诗篇作者在这里怎么会说你为什么离弃我呢？
God promised not to forsake his people. He didn't promise that his people would never feel forsaken.
的确，上帝曾经应许不撇弃他的子民，但是上帝却没有应许他的子民永远不会感到被离弃。
Sometimes it feels as if God has abandoned us, as if He's forgotten His covenant promise.
有时候我们会感觉到上帝好像已经离弃我们了，但是好像他已经忘了他对我们的圣约应许了。
But just because we feel as if God has forsaken us, it doesn't mean that He actually has. God is still there for us.
但是呢，仅仅因为我们感觉上帝离弃我们了，并不代表他真的撇弃我们了，因为上帝仍然在我们身边，他要帮助我们。
This world is wrecked by sin, and it's hopeless without a savior.
这个世界是已经被罪所摧毁了，如果没有救主，这个世界就是彻底绝望的。
Even with a savior, at times we might feel that God has left us on our own.
但是即使有了救主，有时候我们也会觉得好像上帝把我们撇在一边。
And that's what David is feeling.
这就是大卫当时的感受。
So it's okay to express that to God when we feel abandoned.
所以当我们感到被上帝抛弃的时候，我们向上帝表达这样的感觉是被上帝允许的。
On occasion though, God does abandon his own temporarily.
不过在某些情况下，上帝的确会撇弃属他人，不过只是暂时的。
He truly did forsake Christ on the cross.
因为他确实在十字架上暂时离弃了基督。
It wasn't just that Christ felt that way, he really was abandoned by the Father.
基督在十字架上这种感受不仅仅是他自己的感受而已， 他实际上真的被天父离弃了。
Christ cries out to the Father in agony because the Father abandons him by not acting on his behalf.
基督在痛苦之中向天父哀求，因为天父真的撇弃他了，他上帝并没有为他采取任何的行动。
The Father chooses not to save the Son.
我们的天父选择了没有搭救他的爱子。
And that is how Christ is forsaken.
那这是基督为什么会被离弃的原因。
But the Father could not save the Son because if he did, we wouldn't be saved.
但是天父在十字架上当时并没有拯救他的儿子，因为如果他拯救他的儿子，我们就不会得救了。
He had a higher purpose.
上帝有一个更高的目标。
So the Father has to temporarily abandon the Son, not rescue him, so that the Son could accomplish his work on the cross and rescue us.
所以在十字架上，天父必须暂时的离弃他的儿子，而没有拯救他，这样他才能在十字架上完成他应该做的工作，也就是要拯救我们。
Now David moves from despair to trust in verse 3. Yet you are wholly enthroned on the praises of Israel.
那请大家留意，大卫从第三节那里从绝望转向了信靠上帝。那第三节经文说，但你是圣洁的，是以以色列的赞美为宝座的。
David knows that God is holy or the Holy One.
大卫知道上帝是神圣的，或者我们称他为圣者。
This is used to refer to God throughout the Old Testament.
那这个称号在整本圣经里面都被用来指上帝。
And God sits or is enthroned on praise because he always rescues his people.
上帝是坐在赞美之上的，或者说是以赞美为宝座的，因为他一直在拯救他的百姓，他是拯救。
God is the Holy One who delivers his people.
他是拯救他百姓的那位圣者。
And David knows the history of this deliverance in verses 4 and 5. And you, our fathers, trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame.
大卫知道他是怎么样得救的。请我们一起读，请看第四节到第五节。我们的祖宗倚靠你，他们倚靠你，你便拯救他们；他们哀求你，便蒙拯救；他们倚靠你，就不羞愧。
Now there are many cases of God delivering His people in the Old Testament, but David here is probably referring to the Exodus.
圣经里面有很多上帝拯救他子民的例子，不过在这里大卫可能指的是出埃及这个事件。
God heard the cry of His people and He delivered them.
那个时候上帝听见他子民的呼求，就拯救他们。
They trusted God, they cried out to Him and He delivered them.
他们信靠上帝，向上帝发出哀求，上帝就拯救他们。
Christ is leading a new exodus.
今天基督正在带领我们经历是新的出埃及。
He leads his people out of bondage to sin and death once for all.
他要带领他的百姓一次永远的摆脱罪恶，也摆脱死亡的约束。
But that deliverance only comes through death.
但是这种解脱，这种拯救只有透过死亡才能够实现。
In the first Exodus, the people of Israel are delivered when Pharaoh and the Egyptian army are put to death.
在第一次出埃及的时候，当法老和埃及军队被上帝处决的时候，以色列百姓在那个时候得到了拯救。
In Christ's Exodus, His people are delivered when He is put to death.
而在基督的出埃及里面，基督是被处决的那位，而他的百姓却因此得到拯救。
But unlike Pharaoh's army, Christ passes through the waters of death and arrives safely on the other side.
但是，与法老军队是不一样的命运。基督是经过了那个死亡的恶水，而安全地抵达了彼岸。
And he brings those who are united with him through those waters, and we too will pass safely through to the other side as we are united to him.
他带着那些与他联合在一起的人经过了这些恶水，而我们也将安全地经过这个恶水抵达彼岸，因为我们是与他联合的。
David's remembrance of God's deliverance of his people in the past exposes the heartbreak of his desperate condition All the more in verse 6a, but I am a worm and not a man.
大卫回忆起上帝对他过去子民的过去对他子民的拯救，就曝露出他自己绝望的心境。大卫说，我但我是虫，不是人。
The psalmist is saying, if you delivered your people in the past and you're not delivering me now, what hope is there?
大卫就是这个诗篇的作者在说，如果你过去解救了你的百姓，现在却不解救我，那我还有什么盼望呢？
David calls himself a worm, highlighting his debasement.
大卫称自己是虫，那这是在强调他自己的卑贱的地位。
It is tragic that a man made in the image of God would consider himself a worm.
一个照着上帝形象受造的人，竟然把自己当成一只虫子，这是非常大的一场悲剧。
But people treat him like a worm at the end of verse 6. Scorned by mankind, despised by the people, all who see me mock me. They make mouths at me, they wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord, let him deliver him, let him rescue him, for he delights in him.
但是百姓呢，的确是把大卫当成一只虫子。第六到第八节说，我被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视，凡看见我的都嗤笑我，他们撇嘴摇头说，他把自己交托耶和华，耶和华可以救他吧，耶和华既喜悦他，可以搭救他吧。
Christ of course received much worse treatment than David did.
当然我们知道大基督受到待遇比大卫要糟糕不了多少倍。
Isaiah 53 verse 3, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not.
以赛亚书第53章第3节说到，他被藐视，就是指着基督的仆人，就是上帝的仆人，他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
David goes back to trust in God in verses 9 and 10. Yet you are he who took me from the womb, you made me trust you at my mother's breasts. On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God.
大卫把他的主题回到对上帝信任，第九到第十节说，但你是叫我出母腹的，我在母怀里，就使我有倚靠的心。我自出母胎就被交在你手里，从我母亲生我，你就是我的神。
David initially recounted God's faithfulness to his forefathers in verses 3 through 5. Here he recounts God's faithfulness to him.
大卫在诗篇的一开始，他讲述了上帝对他的祖先的信实。那在这里，他就讲述了上帝对他的信实。
From the very beginning, God was in covenant with him. He was David's God, and David was his son.
那从一开始，上帝就与大卫立约了。上帝是大卫的上帝，而大卫是他的儿子。
And because God has been with him from the beginning, he asked God to be with him now in verse 11. Be not far from me, for trouble is near and there is none to help.
那既然上帝从一开始就与大卫同在，所以大卫就恳求上帝现在也与他同在。第十一节说，求你不要远离我，因为急难临近了，没有人帮助我。
This is his plea for help. His affliction has driven him to cry out to God for aid.
这是他恳求上帝的帮助，他的苦难促使他向上帝来呼求上帝的帮助。
Times of hardship and despair can either bring us closer to God or they can drive us away.
在我们困难和绝望的时候，有时候会让我们更接近上帝，但是这种时候也可以使我们远离上帝。
When trouble is near, we must cry out to God like David and ask him to draw near to us.
所以当苦难真的来临的时候，我们就必须像大卫一样向上帝发出哀求，并且恳求他来靠近我们。
David then turns to a description of his enemies in verses 12 and 13. Many bulls encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion.
然后大卫就继续来描述他的敌人，在第十二到十三节，大卫描述他的敌人说， 有许多公牛围绕我，巴山大力的公牛四面困住我，他们向我张口，好像抓嘶吼叫的狮子。
With these mighty bulls, there's no means of escape. David is surrounded.
在这些强大的公牛的面前，大卫无路可逃，大卫被四面包围了。
Because he's surrounded, no one can step in to help him. It is a hopeless situation.
因为他已经被四面围困，所以没有人能够介入来帮助他。这是一个非常绝望的局面。
David then explains the results of this situation in verses 14 and 15. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death.
大卫在第14到15节解释了这种状况所带来的结果。我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节，我心在我里面如蜡融化，我的精力枯干如同瓦片，我的舌头贴在我牙床上，我安置在你将我安置在死地的尘土中。
This is the physical manifestation of fear. David is in sheer terror.
那这就是恐惧带来的一个具体的表现。大卫是处在一个完全的恐惧当中。
Notice in verse 15, David says, You lay me in the dust of death.
请注意第15节，那里说，你将我安置在死地的尘土中。
Dust is associated with the death of man because man comes from dust and he shall return to dust.
尘土是跟人的死亡有关的，因为人来自尘土，也必归于尘土。
Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7, And the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it.
传道书第十二章第七节告诉我们，尘土仍归于地，灵仍归于赐灵的神。
Who lays David to dust? God does.
是谁把大卫安置在尘土当中呢？是上帝。
God is in the midst of his suffering.
上帝就在大卫的苦难当中。
David knows that God is in control of all things and that he allows David to suffer at the hand of his enemies.
大卫知道上帝是掌管一切的，但是他允许大卫在他的仇敌手中受苦。
Who ultimately lays Christ to dust? Isaiah 53 verse 4, Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted.
那是谁最终使基督归于尘土的呢？以赛亚书第53章第4节告诉我们，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
The Father lays the Son to dust.
是父神将他的儿子安置在尘土当中。
Christ's enemies are guilty, but God has decreed these events from before the foundation of the world.
基督的仇敌要为他们的罪行来负责，但是上帝从创世之初就已经定旨了这些事件。
Peter says in Acts 2 verse 23, This Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men.
彼得在使徒行传第二章第二三节告诉我们，这位耶稣既按着神的定旨先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。
Then David looks back to his enemies in verses 16 through 18. For dogs encompass me, a company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I count all my bones, they stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots.
然后大卫回头看着他的敌人，在第16节到18节说道，犬类围着我，恶党环绕我，他们扎了我的手，我的脚，我能数算我全身的骨头，他们却定着眼看我，他们却瞪着眼看着我，他们彼此分了我的外衣，又为我的内衣抽签。
This too is fulfilled by the Roman soldiers in the hour of Jesus' death.
这一点也在也被罗马士兵在耶稣死亡的时候应验了。
And finally, in verses 19 through 21, we see a cry for rescue. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion.
最后我们在第十九到二十一节看到，大卫解救的这个哀求。至于你，耶和华啊，求你不要远离我，我的力量啊，求你快来帮助我，求你搭救我的性命脱离刀剑，搭救我的生命脱离恶狗的爪，求你拯救我脱离狮子的口，拯救我脱离野牛的脚。
In Luke 23, verse 46, Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last.
在路加福音23章第46节说，耶稣大声呼叫，父啊，我把我的灵魂交在你手里。说了这话，气就断了。
The Father answered that prayer of the Son and displayed the ultimate rescue of Christ in the resurrection on the third day.
天父听了圣子的祷告，而且在第三天的复活当中，就显明了他对基督终极的拯救。
So we're now at the hinge point of this psalm.
所以我们现在正在诗篇的这个关键的转折点。
So that Christ can say at the end of verse 21, You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen.
所以基督可以在第二十一节说到，你已经拯救我脱离这些敌人的恶的脚。
The Father did answer his cry and rescue him.
圣父确实听了基督的哀求，而且拯救了圣子。
The Father rescued the Son in the greatest act of history, raising him from the dead.
圣父以历史上面最伟大的一个行动拯救了圣子，就是叫他从死里复活。
And so now the proclamation goes forth in verse 22. I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations shall worship before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generation. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn that he has done it.
所以大卫基督就在第22节到第31节发出了对上帝的赞美。我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要赞美你。你们敬畏耶和华的人要赞美他，雅各的后裔都要荣耀他，以色列的后裔都要惧怕他，因为他没有藐视憎恶受苦的人，也没有向他掩面。那受苦之人呼吁的时候，他就垂听。我在大会中赞美你的话是从你而来的，我要在敬畏耶和华的人面前还我的愿。谦卑的人必得饱足，寻求耶和华的人必赞美他。愿你们的心永远活着，地的四极都要想念耶和华，并且归顺他。列国的万族都要在你面前敬拜，因为国权是耶和华的，他是管理万国的。地上一切丰肥的人必吃喝而敬拜，凡下到尘土中不能存活自己性命的，都要在他面前下拜。他必有后裔侍奉他，主所行的事必传于后代，他们必来把他的公义传给将要生的民，言明这事是他所行的。
These promises are now true in Christ. It's a fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
这些应许在基督里面都是真实的。这是上帝在创世纪第十二章三节里面对亚伯拉罕所做的应许的应验。给你祝福的我必赐福给他，咒诅你的我必咒诅他，地上的万族都必因你得福。
So the one who was mocked and scorned, poured out like water, surrounded by his enemies, beaten and abandoned. Now he rules over the nations, and everyone comes to worship him.
所以大卫被耻笑，被蔑视，如水被倒出来，被敌人包围，被殴打，被遗弃的人，现在他统治的万国万邦，所有的人都要来敬拜他。
They do this because at the end of verse 31, David says, He has done it.
他们来敬拜他，是因为第37节所说的，这就是他所行的。
He suffered in our place. He endured the wrath of God. He died on behalf of his people. And he was raised from the dead on the third day. He has done it.
他代替我们受苦，他承担了上帝的震怒，而且他为他的百姓而死，从第三天从死里复活了，这就是他所行的。
He has accomplished redemption for his people and reconciled them to God.
他已经为他的子民完成了救赎，并且叫他们与神和好。
And for all those who trust in him, he will do it.
对于一切信靠他的人来说，他一定会完成这个救赎。
Christ's resurrection is the first fruits of our own resurrection.
基督的复活是我们自己复活的第一个果子，出手的果子。
He will make us like him, transformed, glorified, free from sin forever.
他必要叫我们像他一样，得变化更新，而且得到荣耀，永远摆脱罪恶。
As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 49, Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven.
正如保罗在哥林多前书第十五章第49节所说的，我们既有属土的形象，将来也必有属天的形象。
Death is not the end for us; it is only the beginning.
死亡不是我们的终点，它只是一个起点。
It is our dies natalis, the day of birth.
死亡是我们的 dies natalis, 诞生之日。
So we can have great hope because our resurrected Savior is coming again.
所以我们可以有一个伟大的盼望，因为我们的复活救主就要再临。
As he said in John 14:3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also.
约翰福音第十四章三节告诉我们，我若去为你们预备地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去，好使我在哪里，你们也在那里。
Our King will return and take us to be with him, and death will be no more.
我们的王有一天会回来，会带领我们到他那里去，死亡将永不复存。
Amen. Let us pray.
Amen.
Our merciful God, who is pleased to condescend to speak to us through your word, grant us all grace that we may not be mere hearers of your word, but doers also. Give us the grace of your Holy Spirit that we may believe what has been proclaimed to us. And may we bring glory and honor to your name in all that we do, as you conform us to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. All of this, gracious Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们恩慈的上帝，你乐意辅救我们。你借着你的圣言对我们说话，请赐给我们百般的恩典，好叫我们不只是听你的话，也乐意遵行你的话。求你赐给我们圣灵的恩典，好叫我们可以相信向我们所宣讲的。愿我们所做的一切都把荣耀和尊贵归给你的圣名，因为你使我们效法你的爱子，我们的主耶稣基督的模样。所有这一切仁慈天父，我们都是奉耶稣基督的名祈求的，阿门。